This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slap. That's Betch Slap. I'm Aileen.
I'm Samantha.
And we are here again.
Yet again.
And we literally cannot stop talking about Fyre Festival just because it's like the funniest, craziest thing that's happened in a really long time. It's like sort of like a scandal, but like no one cares about the victims.
it's almost like you sort of wish that something that the victim, like you're happy about the victims.
Well, now the victims. Okay, so the latest thing that's happening is, well, didn't we write or read that now the Fyre Festival people, like Ja Rule and that dude, I always forget his name.
Billy McFarland.
Yeah, him.
Remember his name.
Not to be confused with Seth.
Yes.
Okay.
That's McFarlane. Farlane.
Could call Seth McFarlane. Right, you're right.
Yeah. But either way,
when you have a cold, it sounds like that.
But you should remember his name just in case he tries to start something else. You know not to get involved with it.
So wait, so the latest was that they were trying to sue everyone who talked shit about Fyre Festival, which makes no sense whatsoever. So now there's a giant $100 million class action lawsuit against them on top of like three other lawsuits against them.
So the trust fund kids are going to get money for the fact
So now you're just like, fuck, I wish I was a victim.
Well, honestly, there's no amount of money that... Okay, let's play a game. What is the minimum
Jordana
amount of
money? Told me that you're
money?
Bad at this game.
I am bad at this game.
Because you don't get the concept of minimum.
Right, I don't. Okay, what is the... Of course I don't get the concept of minimum.
Right.
What is the least amount of money you would accept to be paid to attend Fyre Festival and have the worst situation at Fyre Festival?
Meaning, which is
like,
what?
Meaning like you got locked in the room, you got locked in the airport, you got stuck, you potentially lost your luggage.
Do I have to pay for going? Like,
you paid. And all this stuff happened to you.
Let's say I paid so let's talk about a net number.
Okay.
So on top of how much I would be paid.
Like, what's the minimum you would have to be paid to go through it and have it all be okay? Like later on, what is the minimum?
Like, I think like $7,000.
That's it?
Yeah, whatever. It's $7,000 for like a shitty experience. And then you have the pictures to like show for it.
Right.
But that's
not a story.
That's net. So like I get all the money that I paid to go.
Back.
I get that back. But on top of that, like I would even go to as low as $5,000. Whatever. Don't judge me.
I'm literally like, you would have to pay, like, first of all, you know how I am as a traveler.
Yeah, you're
anyway.
There's no amount of money.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
So what's the amount? You don't get the game that you just proposed. What's the minimum?
50.
Okay, if someone said 10, you'd be like, nah.
Yeah, I would be like, nah. I couldn't handle it.
You would have a nervous
break. You know
break.
I would have a breakdown.
You would have a break. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, so what's happening now is that on top of the $100 million lawsuit that, like, all the people are suing them for, there's a lawsuit that, like, the medical staff, like, that showed up there early, and they said there's, like, blood stains everywhere and all of...
Are we wearing the same nail polish color?
Is it Wicked from 2007?
No, it's not.
Because mine is.
It's not Wicked.
It's earlier than 2007. Do you remember when like nail polishes weren't cool and they were just becoming cool when we were middle school and like it was Wicked and Fiji and that was it?
Yeah. And
then
and ballet slippers.
It's fucking weird. But yeah, I remember I told my mom when I was like really little, I was like, I'm painting my nails blue, like dark blue. And she's like, you're going to be a witch. This isn't Halloween, Aileen. And I'm like, look at the times. They are changing.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember going to the salon in Roslyn. It was called Millennia.
Okay, I don't know that one.
It was like under the bridge.
Okay.
No one knows what we're talking about.
You mean the viaduct.
The viaduct.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to be more specific when it comes to bridges. Okay.
Right. But no one even knows what that is.
Okay. So then maybe we shouldn't get into it.
But yeah, I remember going there and getting ballet slippers. And then like one time I got Fiji. I was like, this is just the most beautiful color ever.
Fiji still is. It remains to be pretty beautiful.
Well, they changed it. You know what else they got rid of, which was my favorite color circa 8th to 9th grade? Berry Hard.
Okay, but they probably replaced it with like 7 other colors that are exactly the same.
No, they replaced it with Berry Naughty, which is not the same color. And
you
know,
really wouldn't survive Fyre Festival.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Okay, wait. So going back to Fyre Festival. So now the medical team, like the medics that were like showed up there earlier are suing because they had to like get – there weren't like – there weren't, what's that word? Healthy conditions for even the medics. They had to, like, everything was,
couldn't
like, blood stained.
There
was, like, blood stains and there was, like, dirt.
Whose
and
blood?
Right. That was my biggest question. It was like, whose blood? Like, what was going
like
on there?
Blood?
Right.
Okay.
You know, the plot thickens, doesn't it?
It's honestly, I'm a little shocked they even had medics.
Wait, no, the best part is that the $100 million, so I'm going everywhere, but I'm just remembering shit that I read, was that now they're being sued for, like, saying that is a Ponzi scheme. And usually, but they were saying that usually Ponzi schemes, like, target older people, like, to invest, and now it's, like, the like, wealthy millennials.
Right, it makes sense. That makes perfect sense. I mean, it makes sense that it's a Ponzi scheme because, okay, they got, like, a round of investment. They spent it on, on basically taking a video of, like, Kendall Jenner on a yacht so that people would buy tickets.
Oh, and she's liable, too. They're saying that the people who that was another big thing, that the people that were paid to promote it are now liable in the lawsuit because it's sort of the same thing as, like, let's say this is directly from this article, a salesman, like, is trying really, really hard to push something that they whether or not they know that they're trying to get money for, they're still liable.
I don't think that they should be, that, like, yeah, as much as I would love to, like, see Kendall Jenner be liable for this, I don't think that she should be liable. Like, what does she know?
Well, the whole thing is that it's irresponsible that she doesn't know. Like, she didn't look into what, like, they were pushing.
But here's the thing. No one knew. It's, like, literally nobody knew until they got there. It wasn't, like, the only people who knew were the people who were, like, working on it.
Right. Ja Rule should be liable.
Right. Ja Rule should be liable because he actually is, like, kind of an owner of the festival, I guess. I don't know. It's like, really, it's really
also
messed up.
I think it's messed up
that they are suing the people who talk shit about it. It's like,
well, that's
what
just
do you
like
mean?
Free speech.
Like,
you can't.
We got to do something about these libel laws.
Libel, different than liable.
Yes. Billy McFarland.
Speaking of things that are annoying, 13 Reasons Why is coming back for season 2.
Okay, having not finished season 1.
Not prepared today.
No, what am I going to watch the whole thing?
Okay. It was awful.
Yeah, that's why I haven't finished it.
I can no longer
invest my time.
That's two things that I really hated on Netflix that everyone's just like applauding. Fucking Girl Boss and 13 Reasons Why. Two awful fucking shows. 13 Reasons Why is just an awful message. Just like a really bad message to children who like feel suicidal and like decide to do it. And then the people who like they were bullied by like
feel
bad
guilty.
About it.
It's like, okay, it's like you're ending your life and they will go to therapy and fix how they feel.
Yeah.
Like
it was so fucked up. I really, really hated it. The end was too graphic for me. I got really nauseous.
Will you tell
me
what happened? Spoiler alert. Tell me
no,
what
I don't want to. Well, they.
I'm not
the end
it.
Isn't a spoiler because you know that she committed suicide.
What
so
does
they,
she, how
they
she do?
They show it.
It. How does she do
they,
it? They like, show her
they
do it?
They show, like, graphically.
What does she do?
She slit her wrists in a tub.
Are you. Oh.
And they, like, really show it.
Okay.
Sorry, this is too graphic for Veg Slap today.
They really.
I hope you don't turn it off because we'll get into really funny games later.
Yeah. That's awful.
Awful. I hated it. But
I can't believe they would show it. That's disgusting.
Girl Boss, I hated also because it was just, we're writing an article about it. Like, I edited the article. I was like, you got to get in deeper and how ridiculous this is because.
Check on betches.com to read the article about why we don't like Girl Boss.
It was just like, did you watch it? Did you watch half?
No, because you told me that
it wasn't
good.
Yeah.
And so did everybody else. So I don't.
It was bad because, like, the story is interesting. You read the book, right?
No.
Okay. I feel like I'm just talking to myself.
Just continue talking to yourself.
Okay, well, here, I'll just explain. The book was good in that, like, it showed how hard it was for Sophie Amoroso.
Whatever.
I get confused between
Amoroso.
The other
Amoroso.
One. The lady that was on
Amorosa.
Amorosa.
Well, on The Apprentice. And
whatever.
Is now, like, a national security advisor.
I'll just call her Sophia. So she, like, it was really, like, a struggle to build this, like, empire of Nasty Gal. Whether or not it's bankrupt, whatever, now, like, she's no longer the CEO, whatever. It was a struggle. Like, she built up this empire, and it was...
I'm interested in reading it after you say that.
It was, no, I mean, it was a good story. She sounds, like, a little crazy, but, like, it doesn't matter. She still built it.
I mean,
it.
Steve Jobs is crazy.
People were obsessed with it for so long, right?
Yeah.
The show makes it seem like the hardest part of creating her, like, business plan was, like, learning how to use Microsoft Word rather than all the financials. She seems like this, like, millennial, like, entitled person, which is fine. I mean, it doesn't make any sense because that she's not technically a millennial, like Sophia as, like, a 35-year-old, 36-year-old woman, right?
Right.
I don't actually know her age. I can Google it later. You can correct me on slapdadmatches.com. And, but like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, she asked for her dad for money. He will give it to her with like some, you know, whatevers. And she's like, no, fuck that. But like a real millennial would have taken it.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, if
it just doesn't make sense. It's like, they're all like Disney characters. It's like so unrealistic.
So this is like what I always liked about Girls. And we talked about this on the podcast before, yeah, particularly me and Jordana, because we have differing feelings about Girls, is that like, at least Girls, as like unrealistic as some of like the plot lines are, the way it portrays the people and the way that they act is actually good. Real.
Like, the writing's good. Like, yeah, the feelings are real. Whereas this is, like, no, the writing doesn't make sense. Like, it's just, like, puppets talking to each other. Right. It doesn't even...
Like, when you dumb it down, it's, like, disrespectful. So it's, like, you're not supposed to, like... We're not... Obviously, it's, like, disempowering for us to be talking shit about Girl Boss because...
Well, not really.
You know, from like a general standpoint, people would be like, why are you like breaking this girl down or whatever?
We're not breaking the girl down. We're breaking the show down. Sophia is like, good for her. She's now running this other Girl Boss empire. The show sucked. Right. I thought it was an awful depiction of what really happened.
That's
what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, they should have shown it like in a real way without this awful, like, just... like, the character even seemed like bipolar at times. Part of the, like, it made her look bad. Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, she didn't learn any fucking lesson at
the end.
They just wanted to make it entertaining because the writer was like a Pitch Perfect, and that's like that was great because of all the singing. But like,
you know what's entertaining when shit is real?
Yeah.
You know what is good on Netflix? Dear White People.
Oh, I have. I watched the movie.
I didn't know there was a movie.
Yeah. I think it's based on the movie.
Oh, well, the show is like, I only got through like 2.5 episodes, but it was good so
far. I didn't watch it. So I should watch it? Okay.
Yeah.
We can talk about it next time.
It's short. So
good.
Perfect half hour things for my attention span.
Okay, one more thing that's been happening is that Nicki Minaj, not like this has anything to do with anything, but Nicki Minaj is paying like people's student loans if they tweeted her. And she was like, this all happened when someone tweeted like, oh, like jokingly, like, why don't you pay off my loans? And she's like, show me that you have straight A's. Like, prove to me
your report card.
No, the college. Oh. And
your GPA.
And I'll do it. So then she did. Like, people were getting, and then all of a sudden there was like a flood of tweets to her. So apparently she started paying them off. Like, she's like giving people $500 or more.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so she's doing it. Now then I saw something else.
I really like that about her.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny, like, if you think about, like, tweet me, I'll give you money. Like,
yeah, but, I mean, what's the difference between, like, that and just, like, giving to a charity?
No.
It's probably better to just give to people
directly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. She's just like, whatever, here's some money. Like,
yeah, she's like, flipping bills. But how does she, like, get? I wonder, like, how does she, like, get? She chased
quick
paying them.
She said, DM me your bank account and I'll give you money. And apparently she's directly depositing people, like, hundreds of dollars, not thousands.
Right, because she's trying to distribute it. That's awesome.
Right, and then she's like, I don't know if I'm going to have any money left, but I'll definitely do this again.
Wow. I mean, she could just, like, come up with another song.
Right.
She'll be fine. It could be a song about, like, paying bills.
Paying other people's bills. I mean, I think it's a selfless good deed. I mean, it's not that selfless, no such
There's
thing.
There's no such thing as a selfless good deed.
As Phoebe Buffay once said. Okay, so don't forget to write us some news that you want us to talk about, anything you find interesting, you want to hear our opinions at slapped@betches.com.
Or if you want any advice,
right,
we're about to give some in our Dear Betch segment. Remember to email slapped@betches.com.
That's two P's.
Not sleep.
Slaped. Wait, this one time, I think I've told you the story, but it's the best. I was in eighth grade, like, French class, and this girl asked, like, someone asked, like, what
Do
is
I know
the
who it is?
Yes, but I won't say it here. What is the singular form of like staples, like the staple?
Yeah,
staples. And she said stape.
The teacher?
No, girl. It was just always stuck in my mind. It's like such a funny. So yeah,
I'm gonna stape that. Yeah. I believe you have my stape.
Stape. Stapler. Stape. Okay.
I'll
anyway,
think about that now.
Yeah.
Whenever I pass a stape,
I'll tell you who it was after. Okay. Dear Betch, you go.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
You read.
Dear Batch, I'm going to start this off with saying I love your podcast and it makes my morning commute into Midtown so much faster. I've clearly been classically conditioned. Okay, like where do you work in Midtown? We're like kind of near you. Never mind. Anyways, I need some help from you, Batches. I currently work at an ad agency in NYC. We're getting closer to where she works. Yeah. And absolutely love my job. I had my own business before, a small ad agency, and I loved it too. However, sometimes I feel that it's not my passion, which at times makes me feel lost and confused. Ultimately, I do not want to work for someone else and want to start something of my own. I'm 23 years old, and I know I have so much time to figure out what I want to do. How did you have an ad agency before?
Yeah, that was the most, like, I didn't understand this part. But okay,
well, it sucks that we can't, like, interact with them. Okay, I'm 23 years old, and I know I have so much time to figure out what I want to do with my life, but how do you go about finding what you truly love to do? Side note, my personality is very nonchalant about a lot of things, so I'm not sure if I actually will ever be super passionate about something because that's just how I am. Do you have any guidance, tips of figuring out what the F you want to do with your life slash for a living? Ugh, sincerely, life-loving but kind of lost betch.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't understand how you had a small ad agency. I'm sure she's probably playing it fast and loose with ad agency. But, like,
right.
Small Being Twitter account. Small
freelance. I once came up with an ad for, like, yeah. Nice high school.
And
like,
called myself an agent. Therefore, sorry, one plus one.
Yeah, we don't want to make fun
no,
of her.
No, we're not. But anyway.
She's listening.
And but, lost.
Right.
Okay. But,
I once heard this thing. I don't remember where I heard it exactly. I'm going to probably mess part of it up. But, like, the way that you find, like, what you feel like you're, like, meant to do is, like, looking at, like, three things. I'm going to try to remember all three. It's, like, one is, like, what you're good at. The other is what you enjoy doing. And the third thing is what like, the world doesn't have yet.
Interesting.
And that's, like, when you, like, figure out, like, the sweet spot of those things, that's when you can kind of figure out like the direction you're supposed to go on. So like, I don't think this is like a 1 minute exercise.
Where'd you read like, that? That sounds, that's like very insightful.
I can't remember if someone like told me or if I read it. I think someone told me that.
It would be so funny if you like heard it from like Sesame Street or something. Like, something like
I have a really good memory.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, yeah. I know someone who's kind of similar, like kind of nonchalant, doesn't like really show she cares a lot about anything. And I think that honestly, like if you seem super passionate about being successful. That's what it seems to me. So, I mean, I think that I would, you're only, like, I know you said that you have a lot of time ahead of you, which is, I mean, it's true.
Your
so,
brain like, isn't even like fully
yeah,
developed.
Yeah. You're going to like 20, when you hit 25, you hit like another type of maturity. And then when you hit, they say like 27, you hit another type of like maturity and just like the way that you feel about life. Like you sort of grow up. I can attest to that. Like when I hit 25, I felt like I was also living alone, which was like accelerated that. But it just like sort of felt more mature. And then the same way at 27, you feel a little bit more focused. So, I mean, you do have a lot of time to right. figure your shit out. And I get that you want to do it early so that you don't waste time. But like there's no such thing as wasting time unless you're literally just like sitting on your couch.
Right. And working is giving you experience and skills and
totally
like the experience. Like I'm sure if you're 23, you haven't ever managed someone. And if you really want to be successful, you're going to have to learn how to manage people. I mean, I think for us, that's something that is a new experience and that we're having without like us personally
yeah.
are having without ever having had practice at that. And it's so Keep even though you're not curve. There yet, it's not easy. So like, I guess look at this as time that you're practicing.
Totally.
But it's not like something you can figure out in 5 minutes. And sometimes like just like focusing on thinking about it and trying to figure out what that thing is that you are kind of like meant to do. And like yeah. it could be a career or it could just be like a cause that you take up.
Yeah.
Something that you may never feel truly passionate about your career. You might feel passionate about like a hobby or a hobby might become a job.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
I feel like in the meantime, I think like if you don't hate your job, you don't hate going to work,
yeah.
and you just kind of like it, I feel like that's good for now.
Yeah. Most people hate their
jobs.
A
lot of people hate their jobs. A lot of people just don't want to like get up or
yeah.
just go to work. Like they wish they were doing something else and they're just sort of trapped in that cycle, which they could totally do something about it. But I right. feel that figuring out how I wouldn't think too much about it. Like, is this my passion? Like,
yeah.
Especially if you know that you're not, like, that passionate about a lot of things. I feel like that'll just come with, like, getting older and maturity and figuring out. Like, when right. I feel like when you get – do you agree with this? When you get older, you sort of, like, I don't know how – like, you drill all of your – the things that you want, it's, like, sort of shaved down. And then you it becomes more focused in right. the things that you like, the things that you want. You, like, sort of understand yourself, and therefore you understand what you want to do, what you want in life, what you want out of your relationships.
Right. I was thinking about this. Like, it is sort of like a relationship. Like, you don't know, like, when you first start dating someone if this person's, like, the forever person. Like, right. you – but you know, like – later on, as because you know what I mean, you could feel a certain way like the first year of dating or the first few months of dating or the first 3 years of dating, but then it's sort of like it gets to a point where you have to figure out like, oh, is this like life right or is this right. just right for like right now? And like you could look at your job like that.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. So I hope that helps. And if you need to have a follow-up question, again, email us at slapped2ps at ventures.com. It's not like I had an issue with that earlier. So shall we play some games?
Yes, definitely. Okay so sorry for the one dear betch today, but
I thought we like that was yeah, pretty good one, honestly. Good one. Okay, so last week Sammy, you weren't here, it was me and Jordana, and we introduced this right that was yeah we introduced this new game. It's called What Are Your Thoughts On
I love that. You okay. know I love sharing my thoughts.
Yeah, about right. So we said that like we don't know a lot about anything, but we have a lot of opinions on everything.
Yeah.
So
like true experts.
Exactly.
But you could be president like that now, so it's fine.
Totally chill. So last week our thoughts are we like divulged or got deep into, delved into PDA. So then we asked people, like, give us tell us what you want us to talk about.
This is great. So happy about it.
Yes. So we got a lot of emails, like a flood of emails. So we chose this one.
And the email address was slapped@betches.com.
Okay. So Mackenzie from Germany wants to know what are our thoughts on? What are
Do
our
we have
thoughts?
To have the same thought?
No. Thoughts are okay. multiple.
Yeah.
Stape.
On a foul. A foul. Foul.
What are our thoughts? No, okay. Polyamory. That's how you say it, right?
Meaning, like, you can be in love with more than one person?
Just, like, a general... No, I...
Can we Google it?
Okay, let's Google it.
Like,
I think it's marriage. I think you're being with more than one person.
No, that's polygamy.
Oh. What the fuck's the difference? Wait.
I think
polyamory
is, like, the feelings, not the...
Polyamory is typically the practice of or desire for intimate relationships where individuals may have more than one partner with the knowledge and consent of all partners.
So like it's, like, sister wives?
So, yeah. But with that, yeah. So it's, like, open relationships, but, like, not, like, you're just fucking multiple people. You're just in relationships with multiple people.
Okay. What are my thoughts on that?
Well, this one time, Jordana and I, we were like, I think we were drunk or high, don't remember, but we were like,
probably
I
both.
Think we were in Colombia and we were like in bed, like we weren't, like in our hotel room, whatever. And we were like thinking of this like perfect system. You know how we were thinking about we were thinking big love. And like, well, you know, it's kind of interesting that women, the perfect thing for women is like, we should have that where it's one woman. And then you have like three different types of dudes
right
that like make you happy. Like no one guy is perfect, so like let's have three. So like one really like a guy who like you can sort of
so,
intellectually
like, shoot, fuck, marry without the
shooting.
Yes,
shoot, fuck, and make me laugh.
Oh,
no wait, not shoot, like marry fuck and make me laugh. That's what it is. So it's like you have one guy who's like you is intellectually stimulating, you can just have conversations with him, you have the same interest in like shows. The other guy who's you're just like really sexually attracted to no matter what, right? He's just like right. hot, you're just like into it. And the third one, he's like the jokester, he makes you laugh like all the time.
Okay.
So I feel like that would be the perfect society if we're going to start it.
Okay.
I don't know what we would call it.
It would be called marry, Big, fuck, make me laugh.
Marry, fuck, make me laugh.
Okay. I don't really buy it that, like, you can really be fulfilled by having multiple people.
Right.
I don't buy it. Like, I feel like I haven't experienced it. I can't speak to what other people experience in their feelings for one or many people. But, like, if I like someone, like, I'm focused on that person. I'm really not interested in other people. And, like, yeah, this person might lack something or annoy me, like, this trait or that trait. But, like, overall, I think what makes something fulfilling, I think our accountant is calling me, what makes something fulfilling is the fact that it is one person and that it's, like, there's, like, a commitment there as opposed to...
But you can have two commitments.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I personally feel like I would always be like either comparing or just getting or not what, into
what's
one
the point
person.
Of, you don't need to compare if you don't have to choose.
Yeah,
you have both.
Yeah, but I would naturally want to be with one more than the other, and like then I would start to be annoyed by the one I didn't like as much.
Well, I think it's like you can. It goes in waves. Like you can like someone more, and then you can like the other person more, and that's the whole point. It's like when somebody's annoying you, you have to go to the other person. When right. that person's annoying you, go to the other person, and then the.
But that's like the. I feel like yeah, you can like love more than one person in your life, but I don't feel
you like
can't
have
at like one
a deep,
time
deep connection.
It's
right.
like in The Bachelor, you can't be in love with two women.
Everything
that's
always
why
comes
they
back
can't
to the
tell
bachelor.
Them. They can't tell two of them that they're right. in love with them both because you can't really be in love with two people. If you're actually in love, I don't think you can be in love with more than one person at once. And, like, if you're not, then, like, what's – it's kind of just, like, you're basically – you would just be having, like, a side bro.
I agree with you-ish, but the only reason why the ish is there is because – it's not like socially acceptable, so like we've never tried it in a way in a world where we're like a atmosphere. I know it exists,
right.
like whatever,
right?
Like Utah.
yeah, I was gonna go there, but I wasn't sure if I should just say that or not. You did,
but so like we've never like immersed ourselves in it. We've never like tried it where it's like okay,
right?
Where you just like let yourself like. Be in it. So I think that's the only way I've never tried it. So like, I don't know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't speak to what someone else's experience with this is, but like, I can say with my own experience, but I can also say part of my own experience is that I don't really desire to have that.
Right.
So true. Like, you know, if someone does, like, they can move to Utah.
I once went to Utah and like, it was on this trip. There was like one mini trip where we did rafting and, some other shit over like two nights.
Whitewater?
Yes, whitewater.
Of the whitewater variety.
It was really fun. And like the two counselor people of the trip were like these young Mormon boys. And they were just like chill dudes on their mission.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing out there. So I didn't watch Big Love, but like you can tell me, did they like ever explore like the feelings of the wives about
each
other?
Yeah, that was
other?
The whole thing.
Okay, so it seems
that was, like
the
jealousy
well, I guess...
and all of it, like all of their different problems. Like the oldest one was the main wife, right?
Right.
And then the other two are, I think, ceremonies, right? Because you can't marry more than one person.
Right.
Yeah,
like that doesn't seem nice to me. Like I wouldn't want to be in that position in any of their positions.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, so you're either like the main wife and you're kind of having to like defend your position even though you're the main one, or you're like the subjugated kind of ones.
I don't know. I'm kind of that. Well, that's what we suggested. The other way around. The woman has the three dudes.
Right.
Sounds great.
Right, but what makes you think that the guys are going to want to like, are going to let that fly?
Because they're into
what about,
it. They
about,
signed up for it.
What about society has ever given
but
you the impression
in,
that that would work?
But you're in the part of society in your little bubble where it does work.
This is super hypothetical, but I think Mackenzie from Germany is asking us about actual.
Is there polyamory in Germany?
I don't know. I think whatever.
I think we should find
she
out.
Could also just be asking like, maybe she's not asking about like a society thing. Maybe
just
she's
like
asking about like, really actually is it possible to be in love with more than one person?
Oh. So we
which
went.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's possible to be fully in love with more than one person. No.
Yeah. It's a lie. So Mackenzie, you have your answer.
Yes. Should we play? Let's play some games.
Okay.
We have some time. Just a little time.
Just
okay,
a little
you
time.
Go.
Would you rather never drink or smoke again or get drunk four times a week for the rest of your life?
Never drink and or.
I think and or. I think it means like you can't
and
get fucked up.
Can't get fucked up or get drunk four times a week.
Yeah.
For the rest of no, never drink again.
You would choose never drink
again. Oh my God,
again.
Four times a week. You'd like gain so much weight. You would like be just an alcoholic.
Well, what if you were an alcoholic?
But it's not saying like have
how
a drink.
Drunk? How
not,
drunk
it,
is
it
is,
says get is, drunk. Yeah, meaning, like, you're drunk. Like, you're not... That's what... If it was, like, have a glass of wine, sure, of course.
If I had to have a glass of... If I had to drink, let's say, like, 2 or 3 glasses of alcohol of any type 4 times a week...
Yeah, that's crazy to me. It's not crazy, like, maybe 2 years ago, but I could never... My metabolism slows down many people, so much.
So many people have a drink every night.
One, that's not getting drunk.
Right. I wouldn't want to get drunk. Right. Getting drunk is like
I could have a glass of wine every night of the week. Yeah, but like same. Getting drunk 4 times a week, you'd like end up homeless. I just can't see that spiraling upward.
Here's the thing. What about, I don't think we're taking those things into account. But here's the thing. If you never can drink, that means like what are you going to do when you go out to like
there's so many people who are sober.
I just like wouldn't want to be one of those people.
Whatever.
I also wouldn't want to get drunk 4 times a week. I wish she kind of made this 7 times a week.
No, 4 times is never. Good because it's sort of like it's moderate, but you're still getting drunk.
Yeah, like are you Kim Richards drunk or are you like for me it takes like
I think we're talking about like get drunk. Like you're drunk. You're sort like of
you're
like
blacked out.
No, like you're browning. Like blackout is like your complete mess. Wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, that would sound
all my days would be so
you would just turn into
would
a
be
mess.
Awful.
Yeah. You would just feel hungover.
I never
all the time.
Even like
no,
yeah.
I think
I guess never.
So many people don't drink. It's like doable, yeah.
Right? But I would just be
smoking.
So bored. Ugh. Can I smoke 4 times a week for the rest of my life or never? I would choose
smoke
4 times a week.
Totally.
That is like very
that doesn't
easy.
Change anything. Okay. Would you rather date a guy who? Okay. Would you rather date a guy who had eyelash extensions or a guy who only wore Crocs?
Obviously eyelash extensions.
What?
It would look nice.
Oh, no. Ew, that's so weird.
Okay, Crocs. They only wear Crocs. They go to work.
Eyelash extensions, they look like they have lashes on.
They might just have nice lashes.
No.
Who says they have to get the most longest ones?
I think this is the extreme, like bad, bad shoes.
It doesn't say that.
John, you're not wearing Crocs, right? Okay. Shoes or Crocs? I choose the Crocs. You know, you
I
can make those
the
work.
Extensions. They would have to wear the Crocs to work.
He lives let's a life of comfort.
Let's say they're like a really successful lawyer and they have to go argue in front of the Supreme Court wearing Crocs.
Yeah, well then he doesn't say he has to be a lawyer.
Okay, but like
he could be just a guy who loves, you know, comfortable
I would
shoes that have
the
air.
At least the eyelash extensions would make him look nice.
Weird. Nice is
they wouldn't be like the extreme.
They would. The whole point is this a would
she
you
didn't,
rather
she
there's
didn't
extremes.
Write that. Yeah, but my okay, like I have eyelash extensions and I have like the shorter ones. They're not like, you know.
Yeah, but when you go on a date and you notice the guy has really nice lash and you're like, all right, so is your lash? And he's like, no, I get extensions. What would you think?
I would think
and then
that,
everyone
I, would think
you
that
meet,
I got this because of the would you rather.
Everyone you then introduce him to, you know that this conversation is they
who
were thinking it.
Who says he has to wear who says he has to tell anyone? He could just say that he was born with it. It's not Maybelline.
It's not me. Okay, guys. I think that this is over.
If you guys have any input on what you would rather, email
us. Go.
slapped@betches.com.
Yes. And don't forget to tell all of your friends about our podcast at slapped@betches.com. We're having amazing guests coming this summer and we can't wait for you to hear what they have to say. Okay, bye.
Bye.